This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. 10 U.S. Democratic presidential contenders debated Wednesday night in the first major event of the 2020 election campaign, all looking to oust Republican President Donald Trump after his first term in the White House. AP's Alexandra Jaffe says several candidates had standout moments during last night's debate.
Julian Castro on immigration, for instance. Cory Booker's team felt that he had a standout moment on gun control. Amy Klobuchar, in particular, spoke out on abortion and got one of the biggest cheers in the room. So those candidates may get more attention than they have in the past. They've been pulling in sort of the low single digits.
10 more Democratic candidates will debate Thursday evening, including former Vice President Joe Biden. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Osaka, Japan, where he is attending a summit with other leaders from the Group of 20. His first meeting was a working dinner with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, during which Trump said the two countries have been very good allies. Among other meetings for Mr. Trump on the sidelines of the main event, German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Russian President Vladimir Putin on Thursday, and Friday talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping. The U.S.-China talks are likely to touch on trade after a breakdown in negotiations and an escalation of tariffs by both sides. A Russian passenger plane crashed and burst into flames during an emergency landing in Siberia today, killing at least two members and injuring dozens of others. Russian officials say the plane overshot the runway after landing, hit a small building, and caught fire. The officials say 47 people were on the plane when it went down. An investigation into the cause of the crash is underway. For more on this story or any of today's latest news, please go to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. A German humanitarian ship carrying 42 migrants rescued off the